This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome, everybody, to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have a great neighbor with us, a lovely neighbor. It is the Rosanna Marilleri from Moto Yoga Bay. How's it going, dear?
I'm great. Thanks, Sean.
How was the weekend?
It was wonderful. It was a really great weekend. Lots of family time, which is my favorite thing. And yeah, we had a really wonderful time.
So what people don't know that I'm going to bring to light is you went into overdrive mom mode and you went and you cooked for like 15 people yesterday. How did you survive that?
I actually didn't cook. Everyone brought stuff, so that made it easy, and we kept it super simple because we just were more about the quality family time than stressing out about stuff like that. So I can't take claim for that.
Well, that makes it a little bit more manageable, but still, 15 people is a lot of people to manage.
Yes, definitely.
I wouldn't put it past you. Very cool. Okay, well, for the listeners on the show, they don't know. I know because we're super tight. But for the listeners on our show, why don't we dive right in? And why don't we explain to them a little bit more about your business?
All right, sounds good. So I'm the owner of Moto Yoga Berry, and we are a hot yoga studio. We also offer warm classes too. We've been in Berry for, it's just over 13 years now that this dream has become a reality. And our goal is just to offer a place of peace and healing for people. So whether you're coming for physical benefits or mental benefits, you end up getting both. And it's just our goal to provide that community space where people can feel safe and like they are getting exactly what they need.
Very cool. And for those who are not, let's call it yogis, right? If you do yoga and you love yoga and you're invested in yoga, you're a yogi. And for those people who maybe like people know about yoga, but there are some people that are out there that might not be the most familiar with it. And you're saying, okay, well, we offer hot and warm yoga. And so how many yogas are there and what's the benefit of hot yoga and warm yoga versus regular yoga?
Well, I personally, like, just to start out, I was never a yogi or a yoga type of person. So I relate to anyone who doesn't have any experience with yoga at all. My background was more into running and fitness and boot camps and that kind of thing. If I had an hour of time, I wanted to get a good workout in. But I found I never really stretched, especially when running. Like, running was just more like you get your run in, you come home, you're like getting ready for your day and going on about life. But with this type of yoga and the way I was introduced to it, it was, you know, this feeling of like how hot yoga is just completely different. And it gives you that feeling of a workout as well. But the heat aspect helps warm your muscles up, so you can actually stretch a lot easier. So for me, this was like a whole new world that I experienced when I first went to my first hot yoga class. It isn't one of the misconceptions about hot yoga or that people might have is that they feel like I don't like the heat or I don't like to be warm or that kind of feeling, but it's not like heating the air. Our hot yoga heats objects. So it's radiant heat. It's similar to the feeling of if you were in the shade and then you stepped in the sunshine and you felt that warm buzz on your body. That's kind of what our hot yoga room feels like. So it just feels like a sun shining on you while you're doing yoga. So you get that natural warmth feeling, which is great for people who aren't yogis, especially because most of them have chronic pain or don't stretch or feel like they're not flexible, which is kind of another misconception that you have to be flexible to do yoga. And the reason why you come to yoga is to help gain that flexibility. So the heat in our room, either if it's hot or warm, it's the same radiant type of heat that just warms objects, not the air. It's really soothing and therapeutic for your body and helps improve your circulation. So there's just so many benefits to it that it's actually great for people who aren't into yoga. And I think that's why I loved it as a runner. I was like, I can improve my running times. My muscles will be longer. I'll have a faster stride. I was thinking all about the science kind of it. My background's massage therapy. So of course, I just kind of always go to the anatomy side of things. And when I had my first class, I couldn't believe how great it felt, not only physically, but mentally, like the benefits of the calm mind. You feel like you've had a great workout, but then you also feel so relaxed and peaceful afterwards. So for me, it was like such a win-win on physical and mental benefits together.
Very nice. Well, when I first met you, we got the chance to learn a little bit about each other, and you told me your journey on how you got to where you are. I absolutely love your story, and I think that would be great if you could share that with our listeners.
So, it is kind of a really fun story. I because I wasn't really into yoga, once I experienced this style of yoga, the only studio that was closest to us for hot yoga, because I'm born and raised from Barrie, was in Toronto. So I had to drive to the city anytime I wanted to do a hot yoga class. And there was this 30-day challenge that got posted up at this one studio. And I was going through a hard time in my life during that period. And I knew that yoga brought me so much peace. And I thought this would actually be something really good for me to just commit to doing for 30 days and just see what happens. So I did this 30-day challenge after work. Every day I would head down, I would take yoga classes. And towards the end of the challenge, something pretty incredible happened. The teacher had told us to like draw our legs in and wrap our arms around our legs and give ourselves a hug. And I did that, and I just felt these tears start to pour down my face. And it was the first time I felt self-love. Like I actually felt like I was really hugging myself. And in that moment, it was so powerful for me that I thought, if I can bring this home to my community and one person can feel this feeling, it'll be worth whatever it takes me to get there. And that was kind of where that feeling was like, I need to bring this home. And then I saw a sign, and there was a teacher training happening in India. And the sign was up at the yoga studio that I went to. And I remember driving home, and I just said a little prayer. And I was like, can you please show me a sign if I'm meant to become a yoga teacher and like do this, like just give me a sign so I know clearly if I'm supposed to go. And I always believe in asking for signs and kind of being open to getting them. The next day I was driving home from a nice shopping spree at Winners, and I got a red light at this like kind of crosswalk intersection that is like usually always green. And the license plate on the vehicle in front of me said yoga teacher. And I remember being like, okay, that's a pretty clear sign. But I was like, maybe that's just a coincidence. I need some more signs. So then I prayed for more signs, and I just kept getting sign after sign about yoga and India. And you know, I was at the time doing massage therapy full time. And also I was teaching in the health sciences in the massage program at Georgian College. So I had a great, great thing going. I loved what I was doing, but I knew after getting those signs that I was meant to go off to India and study yoga and then bring it home.
Really cool. And so now you've had your business for 13 years. You guys also sponsor the Barrie Colts. I hear that the Colts come in and get their yoga done.
Yeah. It's so fun to teach the team. They're such a great group of young individuals. And I'm just so happy for them that they're like accomplishing their goals. It's so hard to get up to that level in hockey. And now having two young little boys that, you know, dream of being hockey players and they love hockey. It's just incredible to see the commitment that, that these boys are putting into their hockey practice. And I love that they come to yoga, and we try to get them into the studio as often as we can during their season. Playoffs are always tricky because they're so busy on the road, but yeah. It's been a really wonderful experience to get to know the team. And the feedback's been really great from them with injury prevention, and also helps with focus and just their own flexibility and everything like that too.
Yeah. There's a lot of benefits that all forms of yoga offer. When you don't have to be an athlete for it to receive those benefits either. But if you're out there just for general, you like durability, you know, pulling a muscle, even if you're out gardening in the backyard, like the benefits of yoga can benefit a lot of people from that perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you mentioned it a little bit, but maybe we can dive back into it. Myths and misconceptions when it comes to hot yoga.
Mm-hmm. I would say like the two biggest ones are that people think they have to be flexible to come to yoga, and our style of yoga. And I think this is why I love Modo so much, because I love anatomy and studying anatomy. And in Modo, it's a sequence of postures, and every pose prepares your body for the next pose. So it's anatomically thought out. You know, so for example, if your hip flexors need to be open for a posture, then you're kind of doing a stretch right before that to help open your hip flexors. And it feels so good in your body that at the end of the class, it's almost like you feel like you've had a massage. Like your body feels so just like loose and open. It's such a great, great feeling. I mean, and your mind too, right? But the people who think they need to be bendy, or like if they're nowhere near touching their toes, like that's okay. Like our style of yoga is so accessible for every single body that you don't need to be young and fit or an athlete. But if you are an athlete or young and fit, it's also so great for you too. I mean, we have people of multi-generations coming to classes together. There was this one day we had a great grandfather with like his daughter, her daughter, and then that daughter's child, like son. Wow. So it was so cool that, you know, our minimum age is 16. Like usually it's from 16 and up because of the heat and hot yoga and properly sweating and having that efficient cooling system. But our hot room is also a silent space. So it's a very peaceful room and people like to come early before class just to lay in there. There's just something really healing and magical about it. So, I mean, even if someone is scared to try yoga, I have to say, like, when I tried it, it changed my life. And I never thought in a million years I'd be the type of person to say yoga changed my life. So I think it's worth giving a try. And those that are afraid of heat, that other misconception, thinking like, I can't do heat, or a lot of women in menopause think they can't come to hot yoga because they're just like, I couldn't handle that. But it's interesting because yoga has so many health benefits. And a lot of women that are in menopause that have a regular practice in the heated yoga room find they usually have less hot flashes because your body builds an efficient cooling system and your body kind of knows how to like acclimatize itself. So it actually is really beneficial. And yoga also has benefits to like help with balancing you, like, you know, don't want to say officially it balances your hormones by any means, because there's so many factors that go on with your own health conditions, but it balances like the way you're feeling, like your stress levels and things like that. Like there's just so many incredible health benefits that I feel that, you know, anyone who's kind of resistant to try it, maybe just give it a shot. You never know what could happen. I mean, I definitely didn't think I'd be here today doing this. So I'm glad I gave it a try.
Oh, that's good for the people to hear that. Okay, so you're a hard worker. You put a lot into your business. You don't just put hours. You put everything into it. You put your soul into it. You put blood, sweat, and tears. And I know how much you love your business. And you could see just talking with you how much passion you have for yoga in general, your business, and for your customers as well, which is nice to see. But when you're not working on or in the business and you get some of your own time for yourself, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, obviously I do love taking classes for fun too. I have to say, it's like when I'm at work, I mean, yes, there's so much that goes into being a business owner. And I know other business owners get this. It's like you are always working in a sense, but I do love getting my own practice in because it reminds me about that like balance that you need in your life, especially juggling like motherhood and being a business owner, just in family in general. But I do try to get my own practice in. I love going for walks. I love connecting in nature. I feel like there's so much therapy and just being connected with nature. My favorite thing really is honestly hanging out with my kids. Like my boys are 6 and 8. So they're just at this amazing stage where they love hanging out with their mom and dad. And like, we just love family time. So we go for family bike rides. We love to swim. In the wintertime, I feel like I'm at a hockey rink at least 5 or 6 days a week. Yeah. So the hot room really comes in handy for me when I'm at rinks all the time during the winter. But yeah, just for me, like in time with friends too, like I have such a wonderful circle of friends that I love. I love time with my girlfriends. There's just nothing like connecting with people that you really love.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We got one more client on the show later today, and then I get a little bit of a break, which is nice because usually we go back to back. I'll get about an hour and 15 or so where I'm going to take the dogs. We're going to go for a walk. We got trails just around the corner from where we live. I can walk out of my house and scoot down there. So we'll go for like a nice 40-minute walk. It should be about 8 degrees by the time we get out there for that. So like you, I also enjoy connecting with nature and getting out there on the trails. And it's Jaxie's birthday today, so got to take him for a walk, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And you should have a good treat lined up for your dog after that.
I got a frozen marrow bone from later, so he'll be pretty happy with that. And I bought the wrong size to boot, so it's like this big. It's really big versus his regular bone, so he's going to have that for a few days, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
So sometimes life isn't linear. It could be like, I like to say, like the Mazda commercial, you know, where it's going left, right, up and down. Sometimes it pulls and pushes you where you don't want to go. And that's life, right? We can't really control what happens. We just have to react and adapt. And I've always said, I've been quite fascinated with people's resilience and human beings in general when it comes to that kind of stuff. But have you ever experienced a hardship in life or a challenge that you overcame, and because of that, maybe it made you better, maybe it made you stronger for it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Actually, one of the biggest challenges I had happened about a month after I opened my yoga studio. So when I opened my yoga studio, right before I opened my yoga studio, my mom was diagnosed with cancer about a year and a half prior to me opening my studio. And my mom like was my everything. And I wanted to wait until she was cleared and she went into remission. So as soon as my mom was healthy again and all good, then that's when I took the plunge to build Moto Yoga and open my studio and really follow my dreams. I knew I had to wait my mom was my top priority. So once I opened my yoga studio in March 2011, it was either April or May of 2011. So about a month or two after opening, my mom's cancer came back, and it was just devastating and heartbreaking. But her being like that priority to me and trying to launch a brand new business that no one even really knew what hot yoga was in Barrie at the time. Like we didn't have it really here. So it was very new. It was kind of just starting up in Barrie. So I had to, I was living at home with my parents when I opened my studio. I was my mom's primary caregiver with my dad. And it was incredible because it taught me about how to like really, as much as I love to like take the plunge and do things on my own, I really had to realize like how much support and help I needed. And I still have the most amazing dedicated team here that has really supported and helped me. And that first year of business, having those incredible people come in to work here and help me with my business. And so that way I could still be here kicking it off, but also be there for my mom. It was just like eye-opening in a sense, you know, and like when people you love are so important to you and you see them going through that last stage of life, like being there for them is what matters so much. And I'm glad I got to be there for my mom. And she did pass away in 2012. So my whole first year of opening my business was really tough emotionally for me, for my mom. But it kind of, the blessing in it all was that, you know, I created my yoga studio because I wanted to have a place of peace and healing for people. And like, that's my number one goal of why Moto Yoga Barrie is here. Like that is what I want. I want to have that haven of peace for people. And when my mom was dying, it really became that sanctuary for me as well. And I never would have expected that. Always thinking more about like other people and giving and that kind of thing. And I think that's just my nature as like a massage therapist for so long. You know, but when that happened with my mom, it just became that safe space of healing and peace for me and really helped me through that whole process. So, you know, it's like you have those challenges, but then there's always a blessing or something in every challenge, I feel. And when you look for that, it just makes the challenges seem like you can overcome them in some way. And it really became that great place. And I'm also so glad that my mom got to see it happen. You know, she got to see me follow my dream. She got to see the success of the first year. Like it took off. It took off like flames, literally, like the moto flame behind me. It was just so, well received by our community. And what we get to offer for people is the most rewarding thing, that it fills my heart up. And I love that my mom got to see that in her final year of life and got to see me also follow my dreams too.
That's really cool. You have to look at the silver linings. If you're not looking for it, you'll never find it. And oftentimes when we face challenges or we go through hardships in life, there's a bunch of doors that get opened, but if we're not looking for them, we'll never be able to walk through those. So I'm happy you got to find your your door, and it happens to be your business, your place at work, where you can come and feel those feelings and have those positive memories about your mom as well too.
Yeah, it's beautiful when that can happen.
Okay, so what's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business?
I would say that I would love everyone to know that we're not just a yoga studio. We are a place that you can come to feel safe, to find community, to find support, most of all, to find connection with yourself, because it's really rare we do take time to just connect with ourselves, with your breath, just even that, those feelings of gratitude for your own health and well-being. And just with the rise of like mental health and how stressful life can be for so many people, having a place that you can come to that's like quiet, peaceful, and just time for you. So I think that's something I would love for people to know if they're seeking that balance within themselves, or that community and that feeling of like, kind of like, I mean, it feels like a second home here. We get to learn your name. We care about you. We're so, it doesn't have that like business type of feeling. We really want to create that community feeling. And we love to also give back to our community too. So for us, it's just like, that is so important to really get to know people and provide that space for them.
Yeah. And that, you know, businesses that are out there, there's a lot that mean well, there's a lot that will say, I care about the community, but actions speak louder than words. And you sponsor a lot of things. You sponsor the Barrie Colts. You guys attend most of the games there. I see it all over your social media and how you give back. You sponsor in a community magazine in the Art of Bluffs. And I can echo and say with all testament that Moto Yoga and Rosanna, they really do care about the community that they're in. And they show that not by just verbalizing it, but they actually follow those up with actions. Phenomenal business owner, great conversation. If anybody's interested in wanting to learn more about your business, what's the best way that they can reach you?
I would say, so you can check out our website, motoyogaberry.com. Give us a call. You can always stop by. We're at Big Bay Point in Huronia Road. We also have, just to mention, we have karma classes when we're talking about community, every Friday night at 7 o'clock. Well, most Friday nights at 7 o'clock, you can check our schedule on our website. We have a class that is only a $15 donation, and it all goes back to a local charity in our community. We've been doing this since day one. And just from doing these karma classes alone, we've been able to give back over $95,000 to local charities in Barrie. Wow. So we're super proud of that. And, we would love to have you here.
100%. I'm overdue. So it's coming right around the corner, I promise.
We'll get you in here.
You bet. Thank you so much for doing this. Really happy to have you on the show.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really grateful to be here.
You're more than welcome. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Mayhurst. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com. Or call 705-413-3775.